Since we were talking about image and likeness, if any of you are Tesla members in the room and you're feeling a little glamorous today, we actually happen to have a professional headshot photographer coming in. And if you are interested in that, it's going to be first come, first served, and you will need to meet up with the lovely Gwen Seal, who is standing and holding up her hand, or was. So that would be something to run over. The appointments are between 10:30 and 11:30, and we just have a few. We're going to have a 15-minute networking break after this session. On the road again, legal issues with music touring. And I'd like to welcome, do we have all three? I see two. Okay. Well, we'll start with Vikram Kadiri. He represents a variety of business clients in entity formation and corporate structuring, SEC and blue sky filings, conversions and mergers, and other general transactional work. As part of his corporate work, and most relevant to today's presentation, is he assists businesses that are looking to hire individuals with extraordinary ability with applications through immigrations, including EB-1 and O-1 visas, as well as handling other general workplace immigration and visa issues. So I have Stephen Henderson is a partner in the business law group of Castles in Toronto. His practice focuses on entertainment and IP across many industries. In fact, he has a very long list here: music, film, television, sports, fashion, video games, and beat the whole laundry list. Clients include major broadcasters, game developers, some of Canada's biggest brands, and chart-topping as well as up-and-coming recording artists. He's been involved in the purchase of music catalogs, both on the master and publishing sides, and the sale of major fashion brands with global trademark portfolios. And are we? All right, David Schatz. He is a leading figure in the world of entertainment insurance and risk management services. He's executive vice president and regional practice leader, music, sports, and entertainment, for the Southwest region for Marsh McLennan Agency. With his firsthand experience with the entertainment industry, David works to protect the assets of all clients, which together feature an extraordinary collection of hundreds of the top entertainment industry companies in North America. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I don't know who that child is up there.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We're excited to get started with the presentation. So this presentation focuses on advising artists, but almost necessarily, right? There's lots of players involved in the music industry. So we'll be dealing with, you know, students around business managers, agents, promoters, insurance agents, et cetera. All right. So your standard slide, not legal advice. All right. So, look, the music business is booming, right? So we had the pandemic, we had venues being shuttered across the world, tours being canceled, tours being postponed. But in the last quarter, Live Nation made something like $8 billion, is up 32% year on year. The business is booming. And so as part of that boom, right, if you are advising your clients who are going out on the road, what are the sorts of things that you'll need to think about? That's what we're going to talk about today. And so in terms of that, we have, you know, artists. We have their teams. So their managers, their business managers, their lawyers. Of course, how do those artists and their team interact with the music touring business? Typically, that's through their agent, whether that be, you know, smaller-time agents or big agencies such as CAA, WME. Then those agents deal with promoters, whether that's some, you know, local person who's running the calendar at their local honky tonk, or whether that's a Live Nation or an AEG, you know, doing it on a massive worldwide scale. Those promoters, of course, have relationships with those venues, be they, again, you know, small bar, be they arenas, you know, festivals, etc. And sometimes those venues are run by the promoters themselves, or the promoters have the control of the calendars at those venues. And then, you know, how do you get people in them? Well, you got to sell tickets. We're talking about people like, you know, Ticketmaster, et cetera, who are involved in the ticketing side. And then, you know, other than that, obviously there's issues with security, your other contractors, bus and transport, your merch company. You know, all those are the sort of players who are involved in the music touring business. And so for us focusing on the artists, let's start by talking about insurance. So an artist is going to be going out on the road. They think to themselves, well, what if something goes wrong? I better get some insurance. And this is where you talk to somebody like David.
Thank you. And yeah, rarely are the artists going, what are my insurance? What are my insurance requirements? What is Live Nation requiring of me? However, their business managers are, mm-hmm. and that's their job. So typically in my day-to-day role whether I'm taking a younger broker or working with our team, we're getting contacted by a business manager. You know, those relationships have been in place years and years now.